Friday's withdrawal of a state decision to renew a Sutton area coal permit will only temporarily halt further progress on the development. Department of Natural Resources Coal Regulatory Program Manager Russell Kirkham says the permit held by Ranger Alaska is renewed every 5 years.
The permit held by Ranger Alaska basically was issued in 1995. And has been renewed on five-year intervals ever since. This is the third renewal of the permit. So under state law, they're allowed to have the successive renewals.
Kirkham says the company has to apply for renewal 120 days before the expiration of the permit, but the company has the right to continue operations under the permit until the renewal is finalized. The Chicoloon Village Tribal Council and other groups have commented in opposition to the underground coal development at Jonesville near Sutton. Kirkham says one of those comments was omitted from the decision to renew Ranger Alaska's permit, causing DNR to withdraw the renewal approval.
There was an issue with the renewal decision. We pretty much missed the comment, and we decided to withdraw that decision to address that comment. And we plan to reissue that decision once we correct that defect.
Kirkham says DNR is now back to making a final decision on Ranger Alaska's renewal. He says the next step is to address the missing comment, reissue the decision to renew the permit, and then open up a hearing phase for those opposed to the decision to have their concerns heard. The federal government is looking for public input on Shell's plan to do exploratory drilling in the Beaufort Sea next summer. The company plans to drill 4 test wells about 20 miles off Alaska's coast. The Bureau of Ocean and Energy Management will spend the next 30 days evaluating the plan, and as part of that process, the agency is accepting public comments until July 15th. Shell also wants to drill exploratory wells in the Chukchi Sea in 2012, but that proposal isn't ready yet for public comment.